This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This summer marks the 10th anniversary of a very special summer camp program at Oakland University in Rochester. It's the annual summer film camp for young people on the autism spectrum. Campers aged 10 to 20 write, direct, edit, and star in short films. And it's all followed by a red carpet premiere for campers and their families that will happen this October. It's all part of an outreach effort of OU Cares, the Oakland University Center for Autism. And back to lead the camp for a 10th year is actor, director, screenwriter, producer, and special education teacher Joey Travolta. So good to have you with us on the program, Joey.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Joey is joined today by one of the campers. Jake Skelly has been attending the film camp ever since it began 10 years ago. Hello, Jake.
Hi.
Good to have you with us on Stateside. Joey, you and Oakland have clearly made this a very worthwhile partnership because here you are back in Michigan for a 10th summer camp. As you undertake these camps, in your mind, what is your personal mission for this camp and the campers?
My personal mission is to give young people with autism a voice and make them feel included, hence the name of my film company, which is Inclusion Films. There's so much that could be. I learned filmmaking by watching and doing, but I had a bird's eye view as an actor. And I want to give those opportunities to young people with autism because they have so much to say and they're creative and just beautiful beings, beautiful people. And filmmaking is a great vehicle to pull all those things together, social skills, life skills, all through filmmaking.
Where do you start with the campers on day one and where do you wind up by the end of camp 2 weeks later, Joey?
So every day we start with dance because there's a rhythm to filmmaking. Day one, I come by with a bag of props, and they are to write the props into their scripts. Each group, we have 50 kids. Each group is divided into three groups. And then each group is responsible for making a film that goes into a bigger show, which this year's theme is Shark Tank. So day two and three, I interview every camper. And I'll ask them like eight different questions. It's two parts, the final product. It's a documentary that we cut the interviews and the making of and the developing of the scripts. Then day four, which is Thursday, I go to each class and they have to pitch their ideas and I have to approve it. Then once I approve it, they write their scripts. And Thursday afternoon, the oldest group starts shooting their first movie. Each group gets a day and a half. And that takes us to Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we do the Shark Tank show. And there'll be five sharks, one from each class. Then I handpick two. And then each group will have two people that'll pitch the sharks. And it's like its own show. So the final product is a documentary, half hour, and then a half hour show. And then we have a big red carpet screening. I think it's October 24th this year at Oakland University.
And Jake, what is your job this year as part of all of this? What are you doing?
I'm acting.
And through the years, and with 10 years going coming back, you must have done lots of different jobs. Give us an idea of some of the things you've done.
Well, I've done some acting. I've taken a look at some of the editing. I've also done, like, an animation class, which I'd like to do something like that again.
And what's your favorite thing to do of all the jobs you've had in film camp?
Acting.
Why so? What do you love about it?
I just really like that, like acting, you know? It's just something I like to do.
Yeah, it lets you really get creative.
You know what I'd really like him to do, though, this year? And he's kind of turned me down already, but I would love him to be. I handpicked two sharks, and I would love him to be a shark, but he turned me down. Maybe you can change his mind.
Wouldn't it be cool to be a shark and kind of decide the fate of some of these things and really look at them and judge it?
Okay. I'm fine with what I've got. I mean,
I get the sense from I watched some videos of you getting pitched with stories, Joey, and working with the campers. And what do you see them getting from the process? There's the film, but then there's all of this. There's a lot of work that goes into it and a lot of process. What do you see them getting from that?
It's what we call soft skills. And those are the communication, the collaboration that they don't get to do because most of these kids aren't included in everyday situations. So here, they're the stars. We want to know their opinion. We want to get them to be creative. And then what happens is you form friendships and relationships because when I do a movie, I make that set like a family. And family that takes care of each other. And when you feel like you're a part of something, it's like when you go to school and you get a good grade on a paper, you put it in the draw, and that's it. But if you're part of making this film or making this camp film, then you share that with your family. You have that for your whole life to go on, and it just builds up confidence. That's what we're trying to do, is make them feel they are important and they're in part of something really, really big.
Joey, I know your mother, Helen Travolta, was a singer, and all six of the Travolta kids, from you as the oldest to the youngest, John, have all acted. So the performing bug clearly bit your family. I'm wondering if you'll tell us how you came to be a special ed teacher as well.
Well, my father was always for the underdog, and he always was, you know, everybody was welcome at our table because we came from a showbiz family, and there's a lot of characters in show business, which is why kids with autism have so much character, and they're different, but in filmmaking, different is good because different means that you're a character, and that's what tells great stories. I'm the only one in my family that has a degree, and I promised my father that I would get a degree. And one of the things that was really open was special education. And in high school, I was always kind of the protector of the special needs kids, so it was a natural thing for me to go into that field. And that's kind of how it came about. But, you know, there wasn't a lot of money in teaching, and I was spending my paychecks on the kids, and I would have gone broke. I knew I would always come back to it. I just didn't know how, what, or when, and now I'm back in a very big way between, you know, the five camps that we run, plus we have full-time workshops for adults with developmental disabilities, one here in Oakland through OU Cares, and then I have three in California, in Bakersfield and Livermore in Sacramento, and we're making content now. It's very exciting.
We've seen Dan Aykroyd and Daryl Hannah, Susan Boyle, all people in the public eye who have made their mark as artists, and all three have spoken openly about being on the autism spectrum. More examples of people who struggle with social challenges, but they get that voice by performing and creating and being an artist, right?
Absolutely. I work with Dan Aykroyd. He's definitely on the spectrum, and he's a genius, you know, so you just have to find that voice. There's so much talent that you can tap into. And, you know, my big job now is employment and finding the right places for these guys to shine. Last year, we're doing this documentary called Lights, Camera, Independence. And I took one student from each one of the adult workshops and brought them on the road. They got paid. They got per diem. Some of them had never been on a plane before. And we're documenting their whole opportunity to show what they've learned in a professional situation. And it's beautiful. I just saw a cut. We're going to be doing a big screening here in Michigan as well of that film. But I'm doing quite a bit of keynote speaking, and I bring the students that were in that with me, and they get paid to keynote speak with me. And it's pretty cool.
You know, Joey, I think about this after these years of you working with young people and adults with autism spectrum disorder and your inclusion films and the camps you're doing. What advice or what encouragement or guidance could you offer to parents who are at maybe the early stage of this journey with a child with autism?
There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of hope. We just need more programs like this filmmaking program to think outside the box, because these kids think out the box, so we have to think like they think. And if you tap into that, you know, there's just so much. And even the ones that are lower functioning, they have a lot to say. They teach us tolerance. They teach us inclusion. And those are two things that if you live your life that way, you're going to be a pretty good person. It's the way my dad lived his life.
Jake, you're starting college this fall at Macomb Community College. What are you going to study? What do you want to learn?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking theater arts and English classes.
And do you want to keep on acting?
Yeah, it seems like fun.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jake, if you've got somebody like Joey Travolta who's been working all over the country with people and he says you should keep on acting, let's certainly hope you get the chance to do that.
I just have to say one thing about this is a great kid. I've known him since it's 10 years I've watched him grow. And when I see these guys come back, because we have several that are in college that come back because it's important what they get out of the program. And, you know, when I did the interview with Jake this morning, I was so proud of him. And he can do great things.
Well, and as you see campers like Jake, Jake's a 10-time repeat camper. You're getting to know people, Joey, as you come back to Michigan and you see them through the years. How do you believe that this camp is impacting them and their families?
Like I said, it opens the eyes of that you can do more. And these families see that there's hope, and And one of the big things was, well, what's going to happen after this camp? Because a lot of these kids, they wait the whole year till this camp comes around. We had one young man who came back just to say hello because he had aged out. And he counted the days till he could come back to say hello. We're going to, by the way, Jake, you don't know this, but I'm taking all the guys that are leaving out to lunch this week, and we're going to have Adam come back to have lunch with us. But it just means a lot to them, and I want to continue to do it as long as I can. And with these, with the adult program, get these guys working.
Joey Travolta back in Michigan for a 10th summer to lead the OU Cares film camp for young people with autism spectrum disorder. And Jake Skelly, who is a camper 10 times over, been there every year since the camp began. And Jake, we want to wish you good luck with the film you're doing now and the premiere in October, and also with starting class at Macomb Community College this fall.
Thank you.
And Joey Travolta, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your work with us today on Stateside.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you having us on.